ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why fans. It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I can't help but talk about the most recent news that was revealed in the budget process to the city council just yesterday, causing them a lot of concern. And the net effect of that is they have an emergency meeting this afternoon at 3 p.m. to try and figure out who's on first, what's on second. I started getting text messages early this morning about this, getting text messages here on at the station asking me to talk about this. It is a top of mind issue for a whole lot of people wanting to know, why do we find ourselves in this predicament? How did we get here? Why at the very last moment? And, you know, it really highlights forward-leaning thinking when the councilwoman at large, Helena Moreno, reached out to the legislative auditor for assistance in asking him to come in to do a little mini audit kind of look-see to determine exactly where we are. And I certainly hope that they reach out to him again, because this is craziness. Okay? I mean, I'm sitting on the outside looking in, and I'm not trying to pat myself on the back, but I've been saying for 6 to 8 months now, do we know how much cash we need to make it through the year on a cash basis so that we're not compelled to borrow money? Do we know? Where are we? It's not a difficult calculation. It really is not. So they're throwing out numbers right now saying that they could need between $100 million to $150 million, which I don't understand, because if the gross payroll is has been reported in NOLA.com and other publications is around $475 million. There are five payrolls left, if my math is correct. That's about $18 million and some change. So it's about $90 million that we should be short. Well, that's a far distance from 150. It's not close to 125. I mean, it is closer to 100, a number that's been bannered about. But here we are again, you know, with this inability to really hammer down on these numbers. And if you have hiring freezes, and you're not putting a lot of people on the payroll, which they say that we are employing about 5,000 people. I've been asking about this as well. I asked this of the mayoral candidates, with the exception of Senator Duplessis, who refused to come on the show, and we know where he ended up. But the reality is that are we right sized? And they all said no. So it's not a situation where people have not recognized that we are overemployed. We got too many employees. We can't afford all of these employees. It cannot happen. And I'll give you the classic example of what absolutely frustrates the hell out of me. We hire consultant experts in the field. And I don't mean to pick on the NOPD, but I'm going to pick on the NOPD. Because we know that we've had experts come in and say, you have too many districts. You need five. You have eight. And I think there's three reports, full-fledged reports out there, two follow-ups to it. So on five different occasions, if my memory serves me correct, I may be wrong, but let's just go with five. Who cares if it's three or it's five? That says the structure, the construct of your organization is not as efficient as it could be when you consider span of control and everything else that goes along with that. It should be five districts. Remember what I said to you the other day. Politicians, they fear consequences. They don't embrace them, right? So what happens if that would occur, five districts? Well, your rank structure would shrink. The ability to move up in rank, you have less rank positions. So who gets pissed? Well, obviously, everybody that's working in the NOPD that desires to move into management. That's a consequence, right? Who else? Maybe those that believe and are stuck on some historical significance of a district police station. To me, that's noise. Blah, 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 blah. Who cares? Who cares? We want basic city services to be delivered on time in an efficient fashion, and we don't want to pay more taxes. So I just throw that out as an example. If we're going to hire consultants, if we're going to hire experts, and they tell us things that our peer municipalities are doing, best practices, operational audits, we should take their advice and execute on saying and not fear the consequence. Because you know what happens when you don't? Is exactly what's happening right now.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You find out that you can't afford all of this. And it may not reveal itself till many years later, because some of these studies go back, I think, 15 to 20 years ago, certainly since Katrina. And if my memory serves me correct again, even before. These are not new revelations, but they've actually come home to roost. There's no better time to do that than right now when you're down and out as it relates to your human capital number. Right now is the best time to engage in this opportunity, take advantage of it, exploit it, and move forward. No better time. And I just bring that up because these are examples of missed opportunities. We can't afford to miss them. We're living in a crazy world, USA, right now. It is absolutely, it's all, I'm going to go this far, right? This, to me, is touching on the outskirts of criminal negligence. Criminal negligence. We are causing the taxpayers of this city to have their monies expensed in a fashion that would have otherwise been easily avoidable. Easily avoidable. If we were just paying attention. Paying attention. Now we're in a finger-pointing routine as to who said what on what day, and whether or not those comments were measured or not, which they were, quite frankly. I've been listening all along. It is incredibly disingenuous for anybody in this finance department to say, oh, well, we warned y'all. No, when you have this type of financial crisis, you don't whisper the warning. You yell it out at the top of the mountain. We are free falling. We are going to have a problem. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, we've got the minions running around up there in the halls of Congress, grabbing every single grant that we can possibly get our hands on, right? Because we think grants are free money. This is great. We'll go do this project or that project that we never in our wildest dreams ever believed that we would be able to do. But there's a cost of doing that. Most of these grants are reimbursable dollars. You have to expend them to get them. When you have to expend them, you are putting a lot of pressure on your cash flow that you do not have. So you cannot just say and embrace, oh, we got grant dollars. Let's do the Macarena. It doesn't work that way. You have to test your finances each and every time that you go out there and get a $50 million grant or a $30 million grant or a $40 million grant over a certain predetermined duration of time. And you have to test your finances to see whether or not you can afford to do so. It is not free money. And interestingly, yesterday, they want to give some sum of $5 million of the Wisner Trust proceeds to both the Health Department and New Orleans Recreation Department. Well, we know the Health Department, the head of that, is a very competent individual. This is not a criticism of her. But I don't know that she's a CFO quality where she understands the finances, where 70% of that organization is on a grant. So we think that $7 out of $10 that we're spent is just free money and we're, you know, doing great. It's wonderful. We'll provide these services on somebody else's nickel. Well, the true test here, the stress test here, is how does that impact your cash flow? Because you got to expend these dollars on the front end. And now they're complaining that anybody that whispers that this shutdown is causing this problem, I'm going to go as so far as to say it is a lie. Do not believe it. It is a lie. This is a problem that has existed way back. Has nothing to do with this. Now, what it's done right now is that this shake the can mentality of standing on the street corners of Washington, D.C. and beating our congressional leaders and trying to get them to get these agencies to send us the money to reimburse us is not available at the present time. Yeah, I get that. How many times have you heard me talk about this shake the can mentality and budget that we have? We have been fooling ourselves for years. For years. And now it has come back to haunt us and to roost. And we better get smart quick. Another classic example. This should be an easy fix. It seems as though every other assessor in the state of Louisiana is able to figure it out. I hope everybody's making sure that all the tax recipient bodies of property tax have done all of what they're supposed to do relative to the tax rolls so that we can send the tax bills, the property tax bills this time, out on time. Right? The sooner that we can get it out, the better. The better in helping us get through this crisis right now. Last year, the school board didn't meet in time, and everything got delayed by an additional month. Of course, last year, we had over $200 million in reserves. We don't have that now. I hope somebody's talking to the assessor. I hope that these property tax bills go out on time. Historically, they have not. But we are in crisis shock and awe. We have to pull all the players in and make sure that their obligations and their duties as it relates to the collection of these property taxes are actually done. Because we're about to go to the bond commission. And we're about to pledge these property tax revenues to support getting these, forgot the name of the certain kind of bonds that they're trying to float now. We're about to pay interest on this, which is another waste, which we shouldn't be doing. We shouldn't be going to the bond commission to make payroll. I know there are a number of agencies that do it because of the timing of the way that revenue comes in. Lump sum, property tax, sales tax every month. I get it. That's what fiscal discipline is called. When you don't do that anymore. When you live within your means. You cannot be all things to all people at any cost. It cannot happen. It should not happen. Because then we end up in this crisis situation. The worst part about all of this is that we never seem to be able to quantify what it is that we owe. I think the finance department has somewhere around 90 employees in it. Somebody in there ought to be able to do this. There should be two or three folks that understand the revenue cycle of the city and are able to quantify where we are. And if people owe us money, we need to be knocking on their doors saying, pay the man. That's what we do in our private lives. People owe you money, you go get it. And we shouldn't be shy about it. We ought to be incredibly aggressive. If people owe the city money, go get it. And then maybe try to explain to everyone later why you haven't done it all along if you had any semblance of an understanding of the crisis that we're facing. Again, don't fear the consequence. Embrace it. You didn't put those people in the position that they're in. They got involved in deal here, a deal there, home here, commercial establishment there, knowing that there was a price to pay. So don't be shy about going out there and collecting that. Because you got to face everybody else that's playing by the rules. What do you tell them? Consume political capital, don't fear the consequence, and get your house in order. We'll be right back.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. plays a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal arc machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.